It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. Just getting ready to enjoy some really good food tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We enjoy food every day.
Well, that's true.
Anytime.
Even more so now.
it's a lot better. Your Thanksgiving meal, is it a big meal at night or is it a big meal in the afternoon?
Afternoon. Just a little after midday.
I'd like that, too.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than like turkey sandwiches and stuff later on
in
the evening. You know, make it do double duty.
A couple extra desserts later on at night. You
know. Plus, quite frankly, I couldn't wait that long. If I had to wait all day for the good
That's
meal,
true, yeah.
Not a chance. It's hard enough to get through that Thanksgiving Day parade that they have there in New York City without having to nibble on some of the good stuff. We have Brett back in the studios with us. He hobbled on in here this morning. He wants to tell us all about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Jim. Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's also the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
You know, part of the problem with Thanksgiving is, too, is that some of that food, you know, you prepare it early, and you're working all throughout the day to get everything ready, and I'm a nibbler. I admit it.
Yeah?
I can't help it. It's just the way it works.
That's why you eat at noon and stuff yourself. That way you're miserable the rest of the day, so you don't have to nibble all day.
Yeah. But, you know, even in the preparation stage, it's hard to keep the fingers out of all that stuff, you know? Really is. Thanksgiving Day can sometimes be a lot of fun. You get family together, you get good food, you get all that kind of good stuff going on. That's for the folks who just come over to enjoy it. Now, think about the person who has to prepare all that stuff. Yikes. They get a little bit nervous sometimes with all the preparation and all the best laid plans. You know, you could be prepared for a few days getting things organized and ready and getting the turkey thawed and everything. But then when the reality hits and you wake up that morning and realize all these people are coming over to the house, it's like performance day. You know, you have to get on stage and hit the right notes and hit your marks just perfectly. And if you don't, you're just a little bit nervous. It's kind of the way it goes on Thanksgiving Day for the person who's responsible for making up that meal. So when Thanksgiving gets around, sometimes cooks just want to know how to pull off what's probably the most intimidating dinner of the year. I was looking through some different information stuff, and I kind of put a few things together here of some different notes that folks put out there about getting together and then dealing with the whole deal of the intimidating nature of putting together that huge meal with all that stuff. And some of the things they talk about is, first of all, the bird itself. You know, the turkey, though it might take hours to roast, the turkey actually does give you one nice gift. Because a lot of times when you take that turkey out of the oven, you know, it's cooked for, depending upon how big it is, 3, 4, 5 hours. When you take it out of the oven, you don't have to serve it immediately. If you make a nice little aluminum foil tent over your turkey, it actually will stay warm for maybe as much as 90 minutes on the countertop. That gives you ample time to get other things in the oven and get things taken care of. So if you're one who has a lot of stuff to do and you don't have that huge oven, well, I tell you, that's the one day of the year that you really could use two ovens. It's Thanksgiving Day. But if you don't have that luxury, and few of us do, then that's an opportunity that you can use to make a nice little aluminum foil tent and keep that turkey not just warm, but also relatively moist, too, depending upon how you tent that. And once the turkey does come out of the oven, then the side dishes get to go in. So most oven-based Thanksgiving side dishes can be put together ahead of time. Don't wait till the last possible moment to get all that stuff taken care of. Use that opportunity. If you're going to do, whatever, sweet potato casserole, pumpkin pie, stuffing, all kinds of different things that you might cook separately. You know, you can put those together not just that morning, but even the night before, and then refrigerate them. You know, green bean casserole, different types of things like that, different types of potato casseroles that folks may want to use. Things that do have to be cooked the next day. Oftentimes you can make those the day before and just refrigerate them and have them ready to go. Just take them out of the fridge while the cookie is turking.
That's my line.
Did I just say that? While the turkey, on the brain. Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking about all that good stuff. Take it out of the refrigerator while the turkey is cooking, or the cookie is turking. Cookies are good too. But get them at room temperature. You know, leave them sit out there for a little while so they get down to room temperature. So when the turkey leaves the oven, you're ready to go. That way, there's no trouble getting them heated up by mealtime. So make sure you plan all that stuff ahead. Try to limit yourself too. You know, when you're putting your menu together, how do you put a menu together for Thanksgiving? Do you just start thinking of all the things you like? Well, that could get you in some trouble come cooking time, too. You know, plan it out a little bit for the facilities that you have and for the time that you have. And I know sometimes you grew up maybe with a big family, and maybe you don't have quite so big a family. You don't need to make quite as much food either. Some people get all caught up in, let's see, what are we going to have? Turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy and sweet potatoes and this and this and this. But are you seriously going to eat all that stuff? And if there are only a few people, not a large group, you may have way more leftovers than you have use for afterwards. So, you know, maybe you want to take a look at how you're going to limit yourself. Perhaps maybe just one stovetop side dish, maybe like the green vegetable or something like that, because then you can do a lot of those things ahead of time. And it doesn't really bog you down so much that you're really struggling to try to get everything done. I mean, one of the things a good cook always wants to do is try to have everything ready at the same time so that it's all hot and ready to go. You don't want to, you know, have to be eating something that's a little bit cooler because it had to sit out a while. Plan a first course for your meal that either requires no cooking at all, like a salad perhaps, or something that can maybe just sit and warm on the back of the stove, maybe like soup or something like that to get folks started. And then ideally, it really helps to have some help. I know growing up, we always went to Grandma's house for our Thanksgiving meal, and it was a large family. We had a lot of people there, from cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents on the other side, all kinds of people that were there. There were many hands to help out. In fact, that's kind of usually the way it went. The women would usually be in the kitchen taking care of the Thanksgiving meal, helping Grandma put all that stuff together and get everything organized. And, of course, the men, well, you know, they would do all the important stuff, like, you know, set up the card table. Perhaps play a few hands while they're waiting. You know, things like that. The important stuff.
Turn on a
stuff,
television,
right?
You know.
Yeah. There might have been a television on. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, lots of stuff like that. But, you know, if you can get maybe at least, say, three people, a couple of people to help you out, that would be perfect. Three people is about the right number. You know, it depends upon your kitchen size, too, and how your kitchen is designed. You start banging into one another, running around, bouncing off each other. That's no fun either, and it kind of gets a little frustrating. But try to make it go smoothly with a few extra hands. And everyone who's willing also has to be willing to maybe cut short the first course, too. You need somebody to carve the turkey. Somebody is going to have to put together the vegetables. Some maybe to help clear and serve, those types of things. You know, there are all kinds of ways you can plan out your day. But, you know, one of the other things, too, if you're the host, and this is something I never really thought of until I saw a few notes about this. If you're the host of a Thanksgiving party or any other kind of party where there's a lot of cooking and stuff involved, get some help in doing some of the other things outside the kitchen. Like, you know, because you don't want to have your guests waiting around for their Thanksgiving dinner. So you can save time by helping to include them in some of the final preparations, too. Maybe help them put some side dishes into different bowls and things once you get them off the stove. The Thanksgiving meal is just half the battle. Finding bowls and platters to put it all on is another one. You know, maybe they'll like to help out. You can save a lot of time if you decide in advance what dish you want to put in each of the serving pieces. Also, maybe try to rope your guests into helping to transfer some of the items from cooking pots onto platters and things, too, and moving some of those items perhaps from the kitchen into the dining area. Maybe they'll want to help set the table. Tablecloths, all those kinds of things. Everything needs to be set out. One other way, too, that you can really kind of get some help is answering the door. When you're going to have a fairly decent-sized party, unless it's real close family and it's one of those deals where people just, you know, walk right in, yeah, which is great, and encourage that. That actually kind of helps. But, if it's one of those deals where you're having friends, family over, and folks are ringing the doorbell or knocking on the door, and you're constantly having to stop and run around the corner there to answer the door and invite them in, you know, when you keep having to leave the kitchen like that, all kinds of issues can come up. You know, from overcooking, undercooking, something boiling over on the stove, because that's when it always boils, is right when you walk out of the room. You know, give yourself a little bit of a break, too, and maybe ask, and maybe that's something for the kids to do, too. Make them door greeters, you know, get them involved a little bit. Ask them to open up the door and greet the guests as they arrive. Take the coats, get that kind of stuff taken care of. You know, figure out which bedroom all the coats are going to go into, you know, for the party there, too. And make sure it's somebody who's not too shy about that kind of stuff, but especially kids, too. Make them the official greeter. Then if you plan a big party, all the guests can come in. You don't have to worry too much about all those other issues because, as I say, it's intimidating enough for some folks to have to go through all that hassle with all of that stuff to put together a great meal. You surely can find somebody to help you out a little bit with some of those little trivial tasks, too, to make that process go a lot easier, right?
Yeah. You know, you forgot one thing, though.
What's that?
Always send some leftovers home with the people that come to visit. That way you don't have to put up with all of them afterwards.
That's true. Are you a leftover fan? Do you like that stuff?
A little bit, but, you know, when you've got so much, you just got to dole it out to different people, you know. Let everybody try and eat on it instead of one person for 4 or 5 days.
It can be. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
You know, some things, we've all been there. There are some things that you put in the fridge, and they're gone the next day. You know, that turkey doesn't stand a chance. I don't care how big. It's just my wife and I this year. But, you know, it could be a 25-pound turkey, and it still doesn't stand a chance. It's not going to last because that'll get taken care of. But sometimes things like the mashed potatoes or something, you know, they end up in a little container, maybe pushed toward the back of the refrigerator, and maybe around New Year's you realize that there's something back there. What is that? I don't remember.
Well, a lot of these families, I think they cook for battalions when there ain't that many there, you know.
You know, that's the thing, you know, and a lot of times, well, and a lot of folks probably did like we did growing up. We always went to Grandma's house for a lot of those landmark holidays, and, you know, Grandma doesn't live with a ton of people. She doesn't live with 40 people in the house. She just has them there that one day. So, yeah, you're cooking for all those folks, but then you're stuck with leftovers for 40 afterward, too. So it's kind of the way it goes. I don't know what it's like at your house, but I always got a kick out of the holiday meal. And dessert might be another thing to plan for, too. You know, because a lot of times we get big eyes. It's kind of like shopping when you're hungry. When you're trying to put together a big holiday meal and making those plans, you kind of get a big stomach and big eyes and think everybody's going to eat this, and this. We used to go to, we'd go to my grandmother's house. Now, granted, we would probably have, probably in the neighborhood of about 20 to 30, depending upon how many girlfriends and things showed up and whatever else. But, you know, a decent size for the small home that she had. But grandmother would always have 5 pies out at Thanksgiving. 5 pies out at Thanksgiving. We always had a couple of pumpkin. There was a mincemeat. I don't know who ever ate that. Are you a mincemeat fan?
No.
I've never had it. It doesn't sound good. But there were always a couple of pumpkin, a mincemeat. There was an apple, and there was something else. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But there were always 5 pies out for Thanksgiving. Nobody ate it.
I mean, you got to plan ahead and eat the pie first.
You'd be lucky if there were maybe a couple, 3 or 4 slices of pie that were eaten because you stuff yourself so full of everything else. Honestly, it looks good, and I do love pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie with a little whipped cream on top is wonderful, but I like turkey better. So by the time I get done with all that, oh, boy, I just don't have any room for the dessert. So, you know, think about those kinds of things, too, because the last thing you want is a lot of waste. You know, you don't want to have to throw things out. And when you do put items in the refrigerator afterward, if you do have lots of leftovers, it might also be a pretty good idea to put little notes on them, too, with the date and maybe what they are so you remember it once in a while. It might not be too tough to remember Thanksgiving, but when it gets pushed to the back, gee, what was that?
It becomes a science project by Christmas.
And then you open it up and you think, gee, I don't remember having any green stuff for Thanksgiving. It was white back then. That'll ruin your appetite real quick, won't it? Well, a little preparation, a little planning makes for a much better big gathering for the Thanksgiving or any other holiday meal. Turn things back over to Brett. He's a professional eater. He'll tell you all of that side of the coin, too. Tell us more about Camblin's.
Well, to start with, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving from everybody at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. One of the most soothing things that in life is a great fireplace. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries Lennox's full lineup of direct vent fireplaces, Hargrove's full lineup of gas logs, and we even have outstanding electric units that look extremely real. No matter what your wants may be, Camlin Plumbing and Heating will be able to offer you a large variety of products to make your fireplace a focal point of your home, as well as an economical way to heat your house. From freestanding units to built-in models to gas fireplace inserts, Lennox offers it all, and a combination of Lennox and Camlin Plumbing and Heating should give you the confidence and quality and safety. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is from Jim Lovell, and I can believe this one. It says, be thankful for problems. If they were less difficult, someone with less ability might have your job.
That's true.
Yeah. Right, I'm sure good. He tackled some pretty good ones.
Yeah, so. Great. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. By the way, one of the wonders of Thanksgiving, you know how you get tired after you have that turkey and then you want to take the nap? That only works for adults. The kids are still running around making all kinds of noise. It never works on them, so don't get any ideas.
You usually sleep through it.
That's what you hope, yeah. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you have a great turkey day, and go out and make it a great day. God bless America.